You have a new record coming out in the winter, another country album with the Amy Band.
Actually, I'm recording it in the winter. It probably won't be out till the spring, but we are going to be recording in January, February, and we've got about half of it written, or I do, and we have a show at the Variety Playhouse Friday, and we're going to play a lot of new songs, so we got to try them out in front of people before we know what works.
Is that how you like to audition material, you know, do it live and see how the crowd responds?
It's not about what the response is, but there's something about playing a new song in front of people that makes you understand the problems with it better. It's like if you've written something and you read it out loud to someone. All of a sudden, the grammatical errors or the things that make you stumble when you read, you're like, oh, I need to work on this. But when you read it to yourself or when you play a song to yourself, you think it's fine. But when you play it in front of somebody, you see the things that need to be, you know, polished up a little bit or changed. And so that's what the process is for me.
Do you think the audience who gathers at your concerts when you're trying out some of your new songs is capable? Are those people capable of giving you an unbiased response to you? I mean, they're there because they love you to begin with.
Okay, well, there's two things. It's like, one thing is that, like, our audience is actually very discerning, and they're willing to give us constructive criticism. And they do. Yeah, I think they are capable. I think one of the reasons why we love our audience so much and why they've been with us for so long is that we do have this dialogue that's like, we're going to work really hard and we're going to try to evolve and we're going to try to be good entertainers and we're not just going to, you know, we're not just going to like rest on the laurels of like Closer to Fine. We're going to keep trying. And that's kind of our agreement, you know. And so their agreement is we want to hear new stuff, and we don't, you know, we won't just make you play the old hits, and we'll also give you honest feedback, you know. And then when I really believe I've worked out the kinks, I might listen to the response then and sort of be like bummed if it doesn't go over well. I guess to be honest.
Now, you've made 5 solo albums now, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And your fellow Indigo Girl, singer-songwriter, lifetime friend Emily Saliers just recorded her first.
Yeah, it's a great record.
What was it like for you knowing that she was going through that process?
Amazing, because I feel like I've been like bugging her about it for 10 years and saying like, you really need to make a solo record. I think you could just do all this stuff that like you can't do with us. I mean, I have to say, like, she's so complimentary about me, but I have a lot of limitations, and I've wanted her to do a record because then she can be really free to work with people that have not as many limitations as I do musically. And I'm not saying we don't have, like, we have a magic together that is incredible, but like, I wanted her to do something that was, you know, had nothing holding it back. And that's what she's done. And it's so for me, watching that process was, well, I learned a lot from it. I learned a lot from her method and kind of the way she was doing it. And when I listened to the record, it is, well, first of all, it's totally ambitious. It's not just like, yeah, I made a solo record, had some people come play some songs with me. It is like a work of art that is precise and produced, and every note matters, and there's a lot going on, and it has layers and layers, and you have to study it, and it's great songwriting. So for me, when I first heard it, I was just like, that is an accomplishment. Like, that's like a real accomplishment.
That's so generous. You know, generosity just characterizes both of you. I wondered if maybe there was something you heard on Emily's solo that you wished she'd saved for the two
always,
of you.
Always. We do that to each other. We're always like, why didn't you let us do that? Yeah, there's a song that I always wanted to cover that I'd heard her and Kristen Hall wrote it. The Kristen Hall who wrote a lot of songs for Sugarland. And it's called Match. And it's just this incredible pop song. And I've always loved it, and I've always said, can we do that song? She was like, I'm saving it. So So that is, there are a few songs like that where she'll play a little bit and I'll be like, we should do that. And she's like, no, it's for the solo record. And I'm like, ah. And the same thing for us. But it's okay. You know, like that I love, because I love that she would like something so much that I wrote, or I would like something she wrote, because that's what's kept us going for, geez, like 35 years or whatever it's been that we've played together.
It's extraordinary. Amy Ray, you have so much purpose and grace in all you do. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks.